Apa alasan kuat yang harus kita pegang untuk saling kita bekerjasama antar umat beragama?
Well, it depends on where you are in your own, as we might say in America, your own spiritual walk. You know, there are people who take their faith very seriously and try to live it out every day. There are people who are trying to take their faith seriously. There are also what I would call cultural Christians, for example, in America. I'm sure there are cultural Muslims in Indonesia and other parts of the world, which is you do the things of your faith, but you really don't think about it a lot. Maybe you go to church, maybe you go to mosque, I don't know. So where you are on that spectrum of the spiritual journey of deepening your faith will determine how you answer the question. And so again, I would like to say that there are two possible answers here, one from the best of faith and the other from the best of self-interest. From the best of faith, our traditions have something, say something about not imposing religion, not imposing beliefs on another person, of the freedom of conscience to choose as a gift from God. That should be the core tenet, I think, of engagement. I have to respect somebody's ability to come to a different conclusion than mine. Even if they are in opposition to me, I still have to respect their dignity to draw the conclusion that is opposite of mine. That takes maturity. And frankly, that's not that fun sometimes, because sometimes you just want to get mad at somebody and say, why don't you agree with me? This is why we have politics, and why politics is a good place for spirited discussion and competition without killing each other. Now, that's the best thing. The self-interest comes in when, hey, we disagree on all of these things, but we do agree on this. We can work together on this. So there are two things at the core of collaboration. One is hopefully a faith or a moral or a value that says, I have to respect the other. Not just tolerate them, but respect them because they have dignity and they have conscience and choice. The other is self-interest. I don't care what you believe. I don't care where you are on your spiritual journey. All I care about is that we can find an agreement to get this done because it needs to be done to serve our children, or it needs to be done to serve our community, or it needs to be done to protect national security. We can work together on this. Can we work together on this just for these 3 days? And then we can go back to hating each other politically. Sometimes that's what it looks like. As long as we're not killing each other, that's good. So those are the two core things, self-interest and the right thing to do about loving your neighbor according to the best of your own faith.